Talk Radio. Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of July. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, my co-host, the absolutely gorgeous.
It's me.
It's Miss On a Bike.
I'm not supposed to be here.
No, you're not, are you?
No.
Jules is supposed to be here, but she's swanning off pretending to be Wallander. In Wallander in Scandinavia. Have you never seen Wallander?
No.
It's a Swedish TV program that was...
Is it like a detective or something?
Yeah. It's a detective. Jules is a bit of a fan, so she's swallowing around Sweden at the moment pretending to be Wallander.
Okay, cool.
And sending me pictures of cakes.
So is she doing my week next week?
No.
That's good.
I don't know who's doing your week next week because you're away, aren't you?
I am. What are you going to do?
Are you going to tell us where you're going or is it a secret?
No, it's not a secret.
But you're not telling us where you're going.
I will.
Yeah, go on then. I know. You're going to Rwanda.
I am. I'm going to Rwanda. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you been before?
I have. It's beautiful.
Is it? Yeah.
Stunning. Obviously, the history there is very sad.
Gross, yeah.
It is. It's just, you can't even put a word to it.
Yeah.
But the country, like every war, I would imagine, thrives after devastation.
Yeah.
And they have literally grasped it and they are running with the growth.
This is a horrible thing to say, but philosophically, quite a few people have made the same comparison that says wars are a bit like natural disasters that clear the ground and enable you to start again.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's just
a horrible way to do it.
It is, and you can see in the country, because obviously there is no very few middle-aged people there, so they're really super young with these amazing high jobs, and you think, how is that physically possible? But there is no middle-aged people.
Middle tramp,
Very interesting. So, it's always amazing to go there, feel very honoured, and I'm going to go and do some speaking and some women's empowerment. And really, because Kate Spade, the handbag lady of the designer in America, she has done a lot in the north of the country. Mm. So I'm going to get to speak to a few amazing, a lot of amazing people and see how I can go over there and serve and see how I can use my talents then and how I can help and support them.
Africa's a very interesting continent. It actually has a lot going for it. And we still have a view of Africa that's a little bit out of date, you know, that everybody's starving to death. There's been horrible things happening.
Horrific, that you can't describe words. Yeah, there are no words.
But those kind of things happen all over the world. There's wars everywhere. And
we had it in Yugoslavia.
Exactly. We've had it in Europe, despite what people say. In the last 30 years, we've had massive wars. That's not good. But the continent and Africa itself has a lot going for it. Mm. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we need to help them realise their abilities. And one of the fascinating things that I trip this out quite a lot about Africa, the population of Africa is just shy of 1 billion people. There are actually 800 million mobile phones in use in Africa.
It's crazy. And we had it last week, didn't we? Somebody said about mobile phones, and I'm like, look, I go to Rwanda, they have, everybody's got mobile phones.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone. Yeah.
You know, so it's really interesting.
No electricity.
Poverty and basic needs doesn't come in to the ability of having a mobile phone.
Yeah. And then, of course, in East Africa, especially in Uganda, Kenya and places like that, they have a phone app called M-Pesa, which has replaced currency. And it's the first time they can actually trust the money that, you know, some government or dictator isn't manipulating.
It's really interesting.
It's a fascinating place.
It's a great
place,
country to go. The scenery is phenomenal. It is literally, there are no flats. Mm. It is up or down.
Yeah.
So we're taking our bikes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's what you do.
As you would.
You know.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Because you're mad. How'd you get your bike on a plane?
In a box.
In a box.
Stephen's doing it all night.
Just smuggle it
Come
in.
Come on, love, crack on.
Did you put it in the overhead locker?
Could you imagine it? A foldaway. Yeah, just to see Stephen on a foldaway bike. Is just, there is the comedy value in that. So, yeah, yeah. No, they go in big, in a, like, yeah, probably about as big as this desk. Big, right. A big box.
Yeah.
And it's protected. It's a hard shell.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, because, you know, people fly all around the world now with their bikes.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
They have to make it.
It's just trains you can't take your bike on.
Oh, my days.
Yeah.
Oh, don't. Anyway. So, yes. So I'm not cool. Here next week. What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I'm going to have to find someone to co-host with me. I haven't thought about that yet. You're hard to replace, Bird.
Thanks.
You are hard to replace.
Thank you. But, you know, we could put a request out now.
Yeah, I've just thought I did.
Oh, right, okay.
I was hoping someone would take pity on me. Yeah, and go, I'll do it. I think Amanda might be doing it, actually.
Nice.
But, yeah, yeah.
Nice, his and hers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, listen, I want to say a big thank you to this week's show sponsor, the lovely folks at MyZones. Do check them out, myzones.co.uk. Check them out. MyZones are a business organization that you can register your interest for, where you can obtain discounts on products or services, but you can also upload your own discounts, but you can also earn money from it by recommending other people. The easiest thing is not to listen to me, but to go into the website and check it all out. MyZones, thank you to them for sponsoring the show. We'd like to hear from you, all those businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me if you want on 01233.
They won't.
220035. That's Ashford, 01233. 220035. You can email me at hello@bizradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and to use the hashtag PleaseBeBunker. We have had quite a few tweets already, to be honest. And not all of them were Christy.
You've been on it,
yeah,
Christy.
Yeah. She has, and I'm really made up with these two, our guests that we're going to talk to later in the show.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to have a bit of a moan.
Now or
yeah,
later?
Now. Because we do a lot of work to promote the guests that are coming on the show, and so many people don't do anything. You know, at best, they might like one of the tweets, and then that's it. Whereas these guys have been all over it, and they've really made some headway out of it, which is what it's there for.
I say this all the time because my show, and I say to them,
do you do a show?
I do a show.
I didn't know that.
She does a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
I got it in at about 4 minutes past the hour last week. Yeah,
so I know who you've got on tomorrow.
How do you know?
Because I looked it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
she's great, isn't she?
Yeah, you got a recruiter on.
I know,
yeah,
I have. Yeah. So it's really interesting. So I say to the guests, look, really go for this. But I think we all get swept up with, I'm coming on the radio. Mm. I've come on the radio and then I go and that's it. And I'm like, you've just created content.
Yeah.
Do something with it.
Yeah. But I don't.
No.
They don't. There's so many people don't do anything with it. And I go, yeah, I was on.
You've created content. Yeah. And that's the biggest thing now that people want.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're on the show or whatever, yeah,
we've just slated
future,
you.
Yeah, no, in the future, because you're not coming back if you're on before. No, that's not true. If you're on the show, make use of it. That's the whole point of it, you know. Promote what you've done. It's content, as Bert says. Cool. I'll tell you what then, Bird, what you got?
What, right this minute?
Yeah, yeah.
What, just off my head, or you want me to read something?
No, I know you're off your head.
I've got a fully funded innovation coaching thing going on over here.
I have.
Innovation UK, together with the Enterprise Europe Network, EEN, have fully funded to Innovate to Succeed programme. It's been developed and funded to support companies who want to grow through innovation and or export. So we've just started a 3-year programme with funding for about 40 companies this year. Any industry can apply, but you must be an SME. That's under 250 staff and under 250 million turnover. Oh, I can't apply. I can't apply, neither can you.
No. That's a shame.
So if you're a company that would benefit from tailored support, coaching and connections to unlock your innovation and success, then please call Alison Butler. She's on 01634 883615 to register your interest. Now, I know we don't use phones nowadays, so here's the thing. There's further information on Innovate to Succeed, and it's on www.gov.uk/government/organisations. This is the important bit, Innovate/UK. We will have this on Business Radio's website, won't you?
We will indeed, yep.
Because it's so long, and you're not going to phone.
No.
People don't phone.
No, they don't. No. Because they don't write down the number while you're telling them.
It's really difficult.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even though slow you go, we still don't write it down.
Yeah. Oh, one.
Do you say O or zero? I always say zero.
I fluctuate depending on my mood. I never say naught.
I never say naught.
Never say naught.
I'm always a zero.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at South to Clarity that were on the show recently.
That was last week.
Yeah, they were. And they were very good at promoting their appearance as well.
And continuing it after as well.
And they're still,
on Instagram.
And they're still going. And that's what they've tweeted. They said, Business Bunker, we'd love a shout out on the show. Our next leadership workshop is on the 18th of July. Anyone booking now for our August workshop can take advantage of our early bird discount. Thank you. And they reference check Bird on a Bike and me and shout outs and Business Bunker. So thank you for that. If you want to find out about their courses, then give them a follow on the Twitter, Sail to Clarity, all one word, Sail to Clarity.
Yeah, not sailing.
Not sailing. I said that
you
once.
Were in trouble.
I said that once, and I got into big trouble.
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even played Sailing as a song for them. I had to ring up Rod Stewart and tell him to change the title. They were so unhappy.
It's not sailing.
Yeah, it's not sailing anymore. It's Sail, Rod.
Sail.
He went, no problem, Paul.
Good. I'll tell you who else wants to repeat each week. I'm loving them, but I want some photos from them. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Go on.
Michael Park Surveyors.
Oh, right,
I want some photos of some properties you've got, Michael Park Surveyors.
Or dogs.
All dogs.
They sent us a picture of a dog last week.
They did, And they said they would love a shout-out. Please, thank you, Paul. Business Bunker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you go. There's your shout-out. Michael Park Surveyors. We love them because they do lots of industrial,
they're industrial and commercial agents, and they're lovely folks as well.
Yeah.
Dee Ford and the team over there, Emma Cantrell. And all the team over at Michael Park's over in Medway on the Rochester, Medway City Estate in Rochester.
But they've got some interest in buildings, isn't it?
Yeah, business. Absolutely. Yeah. Talking of buildings and stuff like that, I've had a tweet from Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. And she says, can I have a shout out for an event, please, Paul? Brady Last is our speaker. I've been off for a few weeks, so really looking forward to getting together with some inspirational businesswomen on Thursday. And this is an FSB Southeast event with women in business. It's on the 4th of July, which will be this Thursday. I can't read the link to it because it's been shortened by Twitter. So the best thing to do is either follow Carlene Lettings, which is Hainsby Sue, Hainsby Sue, or FSB Southeast, and find out the Women in Business event for this Thursday.
I'm loving it. The GIF off is on. So Amanda's straight on it. Lovely. Thank you, darling. Hello, Bird and a Bike, Vanilla Web, at Business Bunker. Have a great show.
Thank you.
What gift she's
got. Amanda's just told me she's not doing the show with me next Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after she's doing the show with me.
So who have you got?
No one at the moment. Help.
Am I not here?
No, well, if you remember, you decided not to do the third.
I did, but we said, if you remember, when I left last week, you said, can you swap it around?
Yeah.
I said, yes, I can.
But I meant you to swap it for this one.
Oh, I'll leave it with you.
We'll sort it out.
I'm sure you'll get something.
Sorted. We'll sort it out, yeah.
Help him, please.
Yeah,
somebody.
I need help. I'm not organised.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson. She says, hello, Paul, Bird and guests. Can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for the Sittingbourne Careers Fair this Thursday? That's the 4th of July. And can you say a special thank you to Andrew and the team at New Appointments Group Recruitment who are sponsoring the event? And their sponsorship means the entire thing's free for everybody.
How much?
It's absolutely no cost at all.
Naught.
It's zero. It is naughty, naught, naught. Naught point naught. It's free. Tracy's off to Bexhill for a workshop, so she's going to listen on the catch-up. Have a great show, she says. Thank you very much. The workshop, Careers Fair in Sittingbourne this Thursday, it's 10 a.m. It starts. It's totally free to come in. It's in the Apple Yard, which is in the centre of Sittingbourne, and there's more than 25 employers there with lots of jobs, but there's also small bite-sized workshops of 10 minutes each, and you can just rock up and go to any that you want to. And they are workshops on how to find your talent, how to find motivation to get a job, how to put your CV together, how to approach an interview. So they're really little informative things in little 10-minute bite sizes, so that there's just enough to get your teeth around without, you know, going over the top and boring you. all totally free. You don't have to even have to book. You just rock up and go to whichever one you fancy doing. And then while you're not at one of the workshops, you can wander around and talk to the employers. So be there. It's going to be good fun.
Nice. Well, Twitter's on the way, so it's already going here.
Mm-hmm.
We got a GIF off. So Avexio Limited, you have been challenged here. Ethelbray Limited, Burden Bike, Vanilla Web. We've got Naught Zero, Nout. Oh, so much to choose from. Here's a dog. So that's their tweet. That's their tweet to us. It's a great GIF. Come on, get your GIFs in. We love them. It gives you a great shout out.
Like it.
I know.
How are we doing?
We're doing well. The Kent and Medway Business Fund offers zero loans between... 50,
how much is that?
That's naught.
Is it really?
0%.
It's free.
0% loans between 50,000 and 500,000 to small and medium-sized businesses in Ashford, Canterbury, Dartford, Dover, Folkestone and Hythe, Gravesend... No, that wasn't. Gravesham, Maidstone, Medway, Sevenoaks, Swale, Thanet, Tunbridge... is it Morling?
Morling, yeah.
And Tunbridge Wells. Pre-applications are now welcome. And check out this link. Again, it's a massive link. It's to do with www.worldwideweb. And it's kent.gov.uk. But come on to our website and have a look. And it's Kent and Medway Business Fund.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Diamond Circle Weddings. And they say, hello, Vanilla Web. The sun is shining. It's Tuesday. It's my favourite day of the week. Have a great show. So thank you very much. That'll be Polly and Paul, I think.
Well,
at Diamond Circle Weddings.
Really interesting. You know what? They messaged, tweeted me and said to me, Bird, are you going to the air show on Sunday? Mm. Just gone.
Right.
So I said, yes. And they said, we'll try and catch up with you. And unfortunately, we had a bit of a family crisis that we had to stop what we were doing and miss the red arrows. I was gutted. We had to get over somewhere. So anyway, so Diamond Circle Weddings, we will meet. And they've put... They've put another GIF. So again, we've got a GIF off going on, and they've put Business Bunker, not even been on the show yet. Please, can we have a shout out? So how do you say scone or scone? Thank you.
Who's that from?
That's from Diamond Circle Weddings. How do you say scone?
Scone or scone?
Do you say scone or scone?
Do you know what? For me, it all depends who I'm talking to.
I say afternoon tea. Cream tea. Yeah. I
scone
wouldn't necessarily.
Scone.
Scone.
Skin.
I don't know.
Fruitcake.
Do you say bath or bath?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bath.
Path.
I'm from South West London, aren't I? Bath.
And so it begins. This is called the Business Bunker. Everybody.
Right, do you know what?
What?
Last week I was pleased and proud to host and compare the Maidstone Business Awards. It was bigger and bigger than ever. There were 200 people in at the awards,
amazing.
Didn't they? Yeah.
But half of them thought they were going to LinkedIn Live. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, LinkedIn
didn't
Live
they?
Was on the same night. Yeah. So it was a bit busy there. But there were 200 people at the awards dinner, and there were literally hundreds of companies that came forward. And the range of finalists was unbelievable, the types of things they do. But I managed to catch up with half a dozen of the winners, not all of them, just half a dozen with them on Monday. Mm. So I tell you what, why don't we hear from some of the winners of the Maidstone Business Awards 2019?
Let's do it.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Show. I'm at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, and we're about to meet some of the winners from the Maidstone Business Awards 2019. And the first award winner I've got here is...
My name's Sarah Hirsch. I'm the marketing manager at Kent Life Heritage Farm Park.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about Kent Life Park.
So we are a heritage farm park based just outside Maidstone. We're probably best known for being a farm park with lots of animals for the family. We have lots of entertainment for children. We have loads of special events every year as well, including fireworks and a beer festival. So we have plenty going on all year.
Fantastic. I've been there so many times. I love it. It's great, isn't it? So tell us, Sarah, which award did you win?
We won the Leisure and Tourism Award.
Fantastic. It's a bit obvious, really, isn't it? And that's great. What do you think it was? I know this is a tough question to answer, but what do you think it was that tipped it for you? Because there was a lot of good entrants to that award. We have a lot of leisure businesses around Maidstone. Looking over one right at the moment as we speak. So what was it, do you think, that Kent Life did that got you that award?
I think we were taken over. We had new investment and management a few years ago, and so we have invested heavily in the infrastructure and what we can offer on a daily basis. But really, I think our success is down to our staff. I mean, they are our crowning glory. We invest in them. We're dedicated to them, and without them, we wouldn't be here.
Fantastic. You're absolutely right. It's all about the people, isn't it? Especially in a business like leisure and tourism, it is really all about the people. Listen, if people want to find out about the Heritage Park, what's the best way to do that?
Online, our website is kentlife.org.uk, and we're on all of the social media channels too.
That's fabulous. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
I'm joined now by Claire from Lock Associates. Claire was one of the judges for the Maidstone Business Awards. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Great to be here.
It's lovely to see you, and thank you for joining us. We always like to have at least one of the judges come and join us so that we can just get a feel for what the process was like doing the judging.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here to talk about it. And I think for us taking part judging, it's really about looking at what businesses are doing in the area and the kind of the success that they're having, and it's great to be able to celebrate that with them.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. It's amazing, isn't it? I think this is the third year of the Maidstone Awards, and each year there's been more and more entrants, and the diversity and range of businesses is stunning. And because a lot of them are quite small businesses, we don't always know about them.
Absolutely. I think in the category that we judged, which was the Small Business Award, there was businesses that have two people running them right the way through to businesses employing sort of 30, 40 people. So, you know, there is such a range, and they cross so many different sectors. They do so many different things, and it really was a joy to see.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for doing that. Without people like yourselves and Lock Associates judging these awards, of course, we can't get anywhere. So, and it is very time consuming. I know, having been a judge on these myself. Tell us a little bit briefly about Lock Associates.
So we help other businesses manage and look after their people. So we develop a range of solutions to work with them to really get the best out of their people and help solve issues when things might go wrong. So we're really there to help businesses of all sizes.
Fantastic. If people want to find out about Lock Associates, how can they do that?
So online at www.lockassociates.co.uk, and we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook.
Fantastic. Claire, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for doing the award judging.
Thank you for having me.
I'm now joined by two gentlemen that won two awards. Good morning.
Good morning.
So who have we got here?
My name's Colin Butcher.
Hello, Colin.
I'm Matt Brown.
Hello, Matt. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're from?
Enfuse Design.
Right, and let's get this right. It's a Fuse with a Z.
Yeah, N-F-U-Z-E, yeah.
Fantastic, okay. Now, as I said, you guys won two awards, so let's start with Colin. What was the first award you won?
We were up for the Creative and Digital Award. We were, like, over the moon to have been nominated, let alone win, so it was quite a surprise when our name was called out. And I think the entire team we had on our two tables were just absolutely...
I heard...
Oh, did you hear that? Okay.
Oh, I heard. Yeah.
No, it's a really proud moment. We've worked hard for like 13 years now, so it's nice to get recognised and have that award so everyone can see it and feel really proud of the team.
It is. I was talking to someone about this the other day, and they were saying, "Oh, there's quite a few awards about now." And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." But it's a real brilliant thing to win an award, even to become a finalist in an award, because it's recognition of your peers, your colleagues, your industry, your customers, and of course, there's all the promotional side of it afterwards. But it's actually recognition also for your team as well, and the work that they've put in to make it work. Let's have a quick word with Matt. So, Matt, what was the second award?
We got the Small Business Award.
Fantastic. And why do you think you won that? What was it that tipped it for you in that?
You'd have to ask the judges, really, but from our point of view, I think we just managed to get across how passionate we are about what we do, how much we care about our customers, how much we really put behind the team and the people that we bring in to be a part of that family, and that's what we call ourselves, a family studio.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what you actually do.
So we predominantly do point of sale. We work with big brands that you'll see every day in multiple retailers. Walking to Boots, Tesco, Superdrug, you'll see the work that we've done. And, you know, we offer all the services that a normal creative agency would as well. So so
is that like the graphics and stuff at a point of sale, at a till point?
Yeah. So when you're walking around and you've got a promotion in store, you'll see a cardboard unit that's got buy one, get one free on it. Yeah, you know, a lot of those.
Oh, I like a bog-off.
Everyone loves a bog-off.
Yeah. Cool. So how long, you've say 13 years you've been in business?
Yeah, the business has been running for about 13 years. I've worked with Matt for 12 now. Started like really small, just me and you. You were working in your parents' bedroom at one point, weren't you?
Yep.
We like a bedroom story.
Yeah. Started in mum and dad's spare bedroom 13 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's simply grown at such a rapid rate from then. Matt managed to pick up Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest companies in the world, and it was only just Matt doing artwork then, so very quickly realised that 18-hour days, 7 days a week weren't a joy to do. So he got me on board, and we've just grown and grown and grown, and it's been people that have left Procter & Gamble that have gone to work for... Accolade Wines or Spectrum Brands have just taken our work with them. So slowly as people move on, we move on to the bigger brands.
I think that's a really important point. When you've got a reputation and you're good at what you do, it starts to self-seed in that way where people move. And nowadays people do move quite a lot as well. And because they're used to your work and the quality of your work, you're the first port of call when they go somewhere else. Not least of which, it makes them look good, doesn't it? When they arrive and they go, have we got a point of sale mob for you?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. And we've never advertised for work. We've never had a sales force. We've never had to go after it, which is a really rare thing to be able to say these days. Yeah. I mean, down to our customers and everybody that supports us as to what's got us here today.
Fantastic. So apart from going in boots and having a look, how can we find out more about you?
We don't actually have a Twitter account, which we should do really, but we have got, we should have, well, we have got Instagram, so it's nfuse, nfuze _design, and we're also on Facebook, nfuse design. So yeah, check us out.
Fantastic. Have you got a website?
Yep, it's www.n-fuze.com.
Fantastic. Colin, Matt, thank you so much for that, and many congratulations on both awards.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I've just been joined by Barry Foster. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you. Tell us the name of your company.
The company's BJF Group.
And BJF Group are a construction company?
Correct. We're not just construction. We do facilities management, project services, and mechanical and electrical engineering works as well.
Fantastic. So you've got a broad range of services?
Yeah, we've got four main divisions servicing the whole group business, so yeah.
Okay. And tell us the award that you won.
We won the Best Construction Company for Maidstone.
Fantastic. And that's a brilliant achievement. There was a lot of competition as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, we were aware of some of the competition and we were very pleased with the result. So, yeah, it was. We knew there was some tough competition. So very pleased for the team that we could take the award home.
Fantastic. So give us a little bit of background to the business. How long has it been going?
The business has been going 12 and a half years. We've gradually grown over that period, sort of like to the four divisions we have today. We now employ over 150 people, and probably hundreds, if not getting on for thousands, through supply chain, etc. Yeah. And we're heavily in the southeast, but we also work UK-wide as well.
I mean, construction's not an easy business to be in these days. Skill shortages and all kinds of things.
Yeah, construction has got huge challenges at the moment. And one, actually, we're hoping to capitalise on because of the type of business and the diverse range we have. We can almost offer services that even the big global sort of billion-pound organisations can't. The fact we can offer four distinct sort of unique services within the construction industry, and that's something not many, not even the big sort of big construction industries can do. We can do that successfully, and we're hoping now to appeal, certainly in a challenging environment now. You're seeing the failure of a lot of the big multi-billion-pound organisations. We're seeing a sort of change in direction now. Governments, clients, blue chip clients, are sort of swaying more towards sort of regional, sort of a smaller contractors that can cope with those sort of works, but not too big.
Do you know what? It's a real funny thing. It's one of my big things that I've been chuntering around for the last 5 or 6 years, that we're getting smaller, not bigger. For most of the 20th century, everything was about getting as big as you possibly could. But that's not working anymore, is it? You need to be lean, adaptive, creative, and on your toes, basically.
100% correct. Yeah, we need to be... The benefit of splitting into the four divisions is that we're part of a big group, and the divisions support each other as they need to and require to. And there's a lot of complementary services between the different divisions that either they support each other and joint deliver a project, or they sort of... If there's a client requiring a construction project on one of our FM contracts, construction can step in and take over that and sort of deliver that construction project. But yeah, we are still quite small and flexible that we can, and we do a lot of, we employ so many people because we self-deliver as much as we can do. Right. So the guys we put on sites most of the time are our own guys.
Okay, so you're not outsourcing it, you're not on subbies?
No, we do rely on some subcontractors because in our industry you heavily have to, but we are trying to avoid to become the next sort of like big sort of organisation that purely subcontract it out. We're not purely just a management company. We employ a lot of our own labourers, engineers, operatives, and to be honest, those guys are our sort of, that's our service, they are our product, and we heavily, that we're only as good as those guys on site.
Absolutely. Look, Barry, many, many congratulations on a very well-deserved award. If people want to find out about your company, how can they do that?
So our website's www.bjfgroup.co.uk, and we're also, you can find us on LinkedIn and
Twitter.
Yeah,
absolutely. Barry, thank you so much for that. As I say, many congratulations, and talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So who do we have here?
I'm Sarah Mollison, and I'm the director at Cycle Me Tots.
Cycle Me Tots. So, Sarah, what award did you win?
We won the Startup Award.
I was MC for the night, and you came up on stage quite a few times as well, didn't you? Because you were up for some other awards too.
Yes, so we were nominated for the Innovation Award as well for our Children's Activity Cycle Programme.
Fantastic. But the award you won was?
It was the Startup Award.
Startup Award. So tell us about Cycle Me Tots.
So Cycle Me Tots is a children's activity cycling business that runs activity programmes for children aged 2 upwards to give them a positive introduction to cycling and also teach them the importance of cycling and road safety from such a young age.
Fantastic. When I was a kid, we used to have, I can't remember what it's called, Rosper or someone, that used to do cycling proficiency, but you had to be about 9 to do that. So you're starting at age 2.
Yeah, so we start at age 2 and our activity programmes are structured around imaginary play. So it's all about giving children that positive introduction and letting them build the skills of balance and coordination before you then put them on the bigger bike. And we normally have children pedalling independently by age 3.5.
Wow, with stabilisers.
So we take stabilisers out of the equation. No stabilisers needed.
You're vicious.
Yeah. So stabilisers, you know, a lot of children and a lot of adults will say that their first experience of riding a bike, they were petrified and their parents let go and they just, you know, said, you know, we're holding you, and they weren't. So we kind of take that whole process out. So children just, they never get that fear of having something supporting them because they learn their own balance from such a young age.
It's really funny. I do quite a few talks and stuff like that. And one of the things I talk about is the value of experience. And one of my big things is you don't learn to ride a bike unless you fall off. But you're teaching them not to fall off, aren't you?
That's the idea, yeah. That's what we hope.
You're ruining my talks, you know. So when did you launch the business?
We launched the business just under 2 years ago. So in 2017, we started with one class a week and the growth has been exceptional. So we now run 34 classes a week. We're in a number of schools as part of their curriculum to teach children to ride. And we also have just launched our franchise. So we're now recruiting our first 3 franchisees to take this across the UK.
That is awesome. That is really fantastic. Listen, many, many congratulations on the award. We have a lot of startup businesses, a lot. So to come out on top of that is fantastic. And hearing your description of what you're doing, it doesn't surprise me at all. If people want to find out about Cycle Me Tots, how can they do that?
So you can go to our website, www.cyclemetots.com, or Facebook Cycle Me Tots.
Fantastic. Sarah, thank you so much. Many, many congratulations on the award, and we hope future success as you roll out your franchise model.
Thank you very much.
Cool. I'm joined now by Natalie Richards. Now, Natalie, you're an old hand at media and radio because you were on the Bunker Show about 4 years ago.
Yeah, we were, and we just launched the franchise. So yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, you came along. You literally just launched your business.
Yeah, we just launched. It was part of our launch process. So yeah, really good. A lot's changed since then.
Yeah, I'm sure. So tell us which award you won.
We won the Customer Service Award, which was really good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things about Customer Service Awards, as opposed to all the other awards, is it is really right down on the wire because it's what your customers, the people that pay you, think about what you do. And for me, that's one of the most powerful awards to win because it is completely out of your hands. It isn't just a couple of business people going, oh, that looks like a good business. It's people that experience your business all the time. So tell us the name of your business and tell us what you do.
So it's Expertise Home Care, and it's the Central and West Kent branch. So it's our flagship branch that won the award. Right. And we provide community care to people in the community who are over 18. Obviously, winning the customer service award was great, and I think part of that is about making sure that our team is really happy. Mm. A happy team obviously provide an excellent service.
Okay,
so let's kind of delve into that a little bit. You provide home care support for what kind of client base are you doing that for?
So we do a lot of palliative end-of-life care. We do mental health, supporting people with social needs in the community. Mm. So it's quite a broad spectrum. Yeah. Generally, anyone over the age of 18 who provides any support or needs any support is what we'll do.
It's interesting, isn't it? The care industry is changing rapidly as well. Once upon a time, especially with our old people, we used to shove them in an old people's home and kind of walk away and forget them. That doesn't really happen anymore, does it? I mean, a lot of people are in sheltered housing, but an awful lot of people rely on organisations like you so they can continue to live at home.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of challenges in the community. I mean, we've got an ageing population, which is going to keep increasing till 2050, yeah. And we don't have enough staff to service that. Mm. So it is about trying to attract people into the industry, and a lot of them don't have any experience, so it's about trying to provide them with the skills that they need to do that service.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more right as well. The healthcare industry suffers from skill shortages, like a lot of skills, but there's also some odd perceptions about the industry in terms of coming into work in the care sector. People don't always realise that there's a career path through it. You know, like everything, you start at the bottom, but then you move on into different things.
Yeah, I think that is a massive misconception. I think it's probably one of the industries that you can progress in the fastest. Mm. We've brought in a lot of apprentices, and actually a lot of them are now moving into operations, and some of it's not even care-based at all. They have to learn some basics in care, but there's so many different aspects in it's such a growing field.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Natalie, thank you so much for that. A huge congratulations on winning the Customer Service Award. If people want to find out more about your business, how can they do that?
We have a page called Life at Expertise Home Care on Facebook, where you can see what's going on each day. And we have a website, which is www.expertisehomecare.co.uk.
Fantastic, Natalie. Many congratulations, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
So who have we got here?
Eki Popat.
Hello, Eki. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your business?
We are the Biz Services. We are basically specialised providers of cognitive rehabilitation and support services in the community for people living with brain injury or neurological disorder. We pride ourselves on maximising function and independence.
Wow. Wow. Okay, I understood some of that. No, that's great. So you're looking after people with brain injuries, cognitive disorders, and mental health issues?
They're kind of dual diagnosis. So some of the people who have brain injury then are diagnosed with mental health, or mental health then diagnosed with brain injury. Mm. So yes, it's very extremely challenging, but as I say, it's always rewarding to see them achieve their milestones.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is there a single, I want to call them clients or customers, but it doesn't sound right, does it? Because they're kind of patients, really, aren't they? Is there a single route or major route of brain injury that you see time and time again? You know, like people falling off bicycles or...
I think majority of ours are actually road traffic accidents, yeah. In the younger population, the risk takers. However, it is so wide now. It's from elderly to young children. You just can't define it. It's 1.4 million people living with a brain injury per year in the UK, coming to A&E departments. So it's really a silent epidemic. And it's actually like there's so many people with a brain injury, but they're actually the kind of the walking wounded. You know, physically they look as you and I, but it's that cognitive deficit that they have difficulties with.
Yeah. The brain's a fascinating organ, isn't it? It's a lump of jelly stuck inside a nutcase. Yeah. And if you wobble it about, you don't always see the signs of an injury, but you can do some really strange things to a brain.
Yeah, definitely. And that's it. It's just the kind of impact that brain injury has on these people is significant. And it's not just the clients, it's also the families. Mm. And I think that is the impact that we actually go into the communities and educate not just the clients but the families and work collaboratively with the treating therapists.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, thank you for that. Now, unusually, you're here representing someone else who couldn't be with us, and you're representing Natalie, and Natalie actually won Businesswoman of the Year.
Yes, kudos to her. She's an amazing person and truly deserves this award, and we're just so proud of her, and she's an amazing person.
Fantastic. We can't really say more about that. We'll have to interview Natalie at another point in the future and get her side of this, but if people want to find out more about BISS, how can they do that?
We have our website. It's www.thebiss.co.uk. But we also have Facebook and Instagram, which they can follow us on as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. Do congratulate Natalie for us on winning the Businesswoman of the Year award. And do keep on keeping on doing what you do, because it's very important. And there's 1.4 million people depending on you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Tuesday, the 2nd of July. That was some interviews with some of the winners and one of the judges from the Maidstone Business Awards. What a fantastic array of businesses. It warms my heart to see the types of businesses we have in this county and in Maidstone in this case. Just such a diverse range of businesses doing some fantastic stuff. So it was great to hear from them. And there were some other winners as well that weren't able to turn up for the interviews. And hopefully we'll interview them shortly and let you hear from them too. But congratulations to all the finalists and the winners of the Maidstone Business Award. And a huge thank you to Agilis Mobile, Girling's Solicitors, Prisma Broadcast and Mid Kent College, who are the sponsors of the Business Awards this year. So thank you all very much.
I think it's quite mirroring what's happening really in the world of business, as well as that businesses are thriving that are very relevant to serving the community now.
Well, one of the interviews we had there with BJF Construction, Barry Foster, who's the CEO, was saying that they're a big construction firm in a small firm. Yeah, they're a small firm with four different divisions. The world is getting smaller. You have to be reactive. The days of big multinationals are over. It's just not happening anymore. It's all about smallness and agileness and being responsive and being creative and being innovative, I think.
I'm trying to stay with you and be present, but I can't help it but look at Twitter. All kicking off.
Are we in a GIF war again?
We're in a GIF war. It's all talking about scone or scone.
Bars.
We've got Ethel Bray telling us about don't waste your time on the scone or scone or scone. Just eat it with a hamster. We've got Avexio, you need to really up it up now because you've gone, she's on it as well. She says she's released the beast. We've got Diamond Circle Weddings saying that they put jam on their scone first, just like the Queen. This is a business show.
Come on, guys. Get it together.
Give me some meaty business stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I just love it. By the way, I love it. Keep going. Because it is what makes the show. It's amazing. What?
Okay. No, I'm getting like you. I'm getting messages coming in from all
it's
over
everywhere.
The place.
It's brilliant,
they're,
isn't it?
They're coming at me like yeah, like anything. Anyway, I've had a proper business tweet from Athel Bray, and they say, can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? Embedding wellbeing culture in the workplace. It's a 3-hour workshop on the 26th of September in the morning at Brands Hatch Place and in the afternoon at Chilston Park. It's £99 a person. I guess that's two workshops. Unless they're all going to decamp and go to the other one, but that doesn't make sense, does it? So I guess two workshops. It's only £99 a person. Working with mental health and wellbeing. Specialist Ellie on strategies to bring a wellbeing culture throughout your organisation. Sounds like a really interesting event at Brands Hatch Place and at Chilston Park. Do give them a follow on the Twitter and find out more and find out how to book your place. That's Athel Bray Limited, Athelbray Limited. Athel Bray Limited. Follow them on the Twitter.
Okay, so we've got a tweet here saying, hi, Paul. This is at McBrideslip. It's holding a free 30-minute webinar with the Queen's Awards next Wednesday. That's the 10th of July at 1 o'clock. Anyone interested in learning about the prestigious awards should register. So that's at mcbrideslip.com/events. And thanks for spreading the word. It is a pleasure, Claire Rice.
Absolutely. Terry Botfield has been on, my mate Terry. Have a good one. Have a good show. Can we have a shout out, please, for Marsh Networking over coffee tomorrow, 10 a.m. at New Romney? And the details can be found at marshnetwork.co.uk. So do check that out.
Well, he's a busy man because he's at the Marsh Academy today, isn't he? Doing
today,
that,
yeah.
Careers for 15 to 18 year olds.
Exactly, yeah. And then tomorrow he's got Networking over coffee. You can give my mate a follow on Twitter because I love his Twitter handle. So please follow TD Botty. It's a lovely Twitter handle.
It's such a vision.
What we got?
I've got loads of emails. So we are currently organising the Summer Festival, and that's Saturday the 6th of July. And we're wondering if you could mention the event on your show and perhaps share it through your social media channels. Yes, we can. Here it is. So this is the Commie Grow Summer Fair, and it's Saturday the 6th of July, and it's between 11 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And the venue is at Communigrow. There you go. They've had it lots of now, haven't they? Communigrow Field at Park Farm, and that's the East Malling Ditton. And we are celebrating the grand opening of a new field of Communigrow. Local communities are invited to come along and enjoy a range of local produce, food, soup, salad, cakes, drinks, and tours of the new field, music and outdoor activities for adults and children. They've got a Facebook event post, so go on to www.wibblywobblyway, which is on facebook.com. Go on to the events. Or they've got it on Twitter. So go and have a look. And that's Communigrow. I'll spell it for you because it's I'll tell you what, just go on their website.
www.worldwideweb.
Communigrow, which is communigrow.org.uk. And you can go and check them out. And that's from Maria. I think it's pronounced Pears. Is it volunteer? She's a volunteer coordinator.
Fantastic. Had a tweet from Simple Advertising, Simple Advert UK on the Twitter. Who doesn't want to shout out? We certainly do. So consider yourself shouted out. Simple Advertising. Right. I need to tell you about this. This is interesting. And I want some of you to go along to this. It's from I've had an email from the Bank of England that have asked me to read this out. We're holding our first Bank of England's South East Citizens Panel in Thanet on the 15th of July. We're setting up a citizens panel so we can listen directly to you. We want to hear about what you have to say about jobs, pay and the cost of living. And we'd like to know about your experiences of the housing market and how easy it is for you to find and borrow and save money. Taking part means that you can put your views directly to the people that make the decisions that affect your life. Join our panel and have your say directly. You can sign up, find out more about it and sign up by going to www.bankofengland.co.uk/outreach/citizenspanels. There is a link to that on the Business Bunker website, so do check that out. Alex and the team... and Phil and everyone from the Bank of England, their panels are really interesting. It's really worth going from a two-way point of view. You find out interesting stuff from them, but you can also input your ideas, thoughts and experiences. It's good. What are you laughing at?
Twitter is just brilliant. This is what I love about our show. It gets it just always surprises me how it's so reactive. So we've got Diamond Circle Weddings. We've fallen in love with you. Yeah. They've put Business Bunker. Scones are an essential component of the high tea, a booming business in the UK. And its current worth is $63 billion a year. And that's a business fact. Well, thank you.
Is that $63 billion including the jam and cream? Or
Let's not just...
I want to know.
Oh, really?
I want to know.
So there we go. Diamond Circle Weddings. We want to know... Can you break that down, please? Current worth of $63 billion. What does that mean? What does it look like?
You see, actually, though, I'm really partial to a cheese scone.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
I love...
They're always fluffy and pappy.
Yeah, no, I love fluffy pappy. Fluffy and pappy's me. I really adore cheese scones. And there's a dish, I don't know how... In Tenston...
You know you're in trouble now, right?
Yeah. In Tenston, there's a place called... There's a Lemon Tree restaurant. It's a kind of lunchtime restaurant-y thing. And they always had a Kent stew in the winter, yeah? It's a beef stew with a cheese scone floating in the middle.
I'm dribbling.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I haven't had one for a few years, but I absolutely love it. Yeah. Go on, Ed Bird. What you got?
Well, we've got another... It's just going bigger now on the GIF-offs and everything, which always makes me laugh.
We've got Sweden joining in now. hold on a minute. Can we hear the results from the Swedish jury, please? it's Jules. She's sending
me... Is she joining in
She's
as well?
Sending me pictures of Swedish cakes now as well. Why have we suddenly become cake-orientated? What's happened here?
I don't know. I don't know. It's very funny. We've got Joe Humphrey listening in from the hair salon. Stepping outside of my comfort zone, Vanilla Web and Burner Bike. Loving the show, even on my day off. I love it. That's brilliant.
I've had a tweet from Battersea Design Works saying hi from Battersea and enjoying your show. We're filling our hot desks nicely, co-working in Battersea, and that's from lovely Alistair Jessel. It's a fantastic place he's got there.
Do you let dogs go into your Battersea?
Battersea?
Into the Battersea.
The dog's home?
Into the co-space.
This is
what I find, is that I love co-working spaces, but they don't let dogs.
I can't say for Battersea, but Fruitworks like to throw them out.
Going to tell the story about they vet somebody's dinner. Why would your dinner be on the table so
a dog
sandwiches.
Can eat it? There were sandwiches.
Be in the fridge.
No, he was eating his lunch. He went to the loo. When he came back, the dog had his lunch. So I had to stop it. Rover, down.
We've got Tech Expo UK. They've put high Vanilla Web and Burden a Bike. With the inaugural Tech Expo fast approaching, we still have a few exhibition spaces left and are looking for the perfect partners to empower our attendees with the knowledge of what is possible with the power of technology. You need to go and have a look at
www.techexpo.com.
Actually, it's techexpo.uk.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Bird. Alison Palmer of the FSB has been on. We're looking forward to an event promoting apprenticeships among SMEs and celebrating their success. It's actually a graduation ceremony for all the people that have passed their apprenticeship in the previous year. A full mortarboard and gowns in the same way as a degree apprenticeship. It's taking place on the 4th of October at Rochester Cathedral. And it's going to be a really good event, and it's the first one of its kind, and I'm really looking forward to it because I'm hosting it.
Well, unfortunately, Lisa Settle is now joining you in the parmesan, in the scone debate of cheese, and she loves a parmesan scone.
Oh, that sounds good.
Lisa, you're one of the top business women I know. Please, can we talk business? Come on.
Fantastic. Oh, Jules is all over it now as well.
What's she on?
Oh, she's on Sweden. Look, blah blah cakes. What the hell's blah
gifts
blah
are
cake?
They're just coming up. They love the cheese scone, apparently.
It's like a Swedish Bakewell tart, apparently. Research Wallander's Cafe Bakery with my new husband, and there's some picture of some tart.
With some tart.
Yeah.
And there's a picture with some
tart and Jules.
That'll go down now, won't it?
Yeah.
That'll be terrible in women's empowerment. Bird said, tart, on the radio.
I'm trying to catch up with what we've read and what we haven't. Oh, business diaries.
Hello, Vanilla Web. Can we have a glorious shout-out, please? Our storytelling lineup for next Thursday is Sonia Kempton-Deville, Richard Bell, Natasha Sutton, Anne-Marie Frencham-Cockings, and Josephine McCartney. The theme is Finding My Identity. Have a great show, lovely people. So thank you. Do give them a follow on the Twitter, The Biz, B-I-Z, The Biz Diaries. Book your place, 11th of July. It's at the Innovation Centre at Chatham. I'm going to be there. It's fabulous. I love The Business Diaries. It's really good fun.
I'm not.
You're not going to be there?
It's next Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're away.
Sorry, Lisa. I love The Business Diaries.
I'm just catching up. I don't know if you've read all of these. Athelbray were talking about the... no, I think you did it because it's a dog on a bike. It was the argument over whether it's naught zero now or zilch or nada.
Well, we're still on the gif off and we're still on scones at the minute. And Avexio Limited have put, well, it has to be jam first. Anything else is crazy.
Well, even on a cheese scone?
Well, some people like savoury and sweet.
True.
I like pork with apple sauce. Sorry if you're vegetarian, but it's true. Right. I like cold and warm custard with ice cream. Love it.
Telcare, the telecoms provider over there on the Midway City Estate, saying, great to hear that Enfuse won two awards at the Maidstone Awards. They're our old neighbours on the Midway City Estate.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. And Diamond Circle Weddings to say, it's Tuesday lunchtime and we're listening to the Business Bunker in the garden. Spread the love. And they showed me a picture of their garden. It's got, someone's drawn a big heart in the sky. Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all happening. Oh, blimey.
That's what I mean. It's going mad, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's great. I love it. This is what... So if you want us to shout out your business, go on to Bird and a Bike. No, you don't. It's not me, is it?
Yeah, it could be you.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's have it to be you.
Yeah.
Which is, you need to put in Vanilla Web or Bird and a Bike and then put hashtag BBunker. Give us your company, what you do, a little bit about you, a little bit of fun facts.
Blimey.
I know, right? Can you believe it's all kicking off on the scones?
Well, Diamond have been on, so they love the cheese. And then they've got wedding cheese. Yeah. I don't think they mean a wedding cake made out of cheese, do they? It could be.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Can you? Mm. Blimey. They've got a Twitter handle called Wedding Cheese. And they say, sorry, bird.
I know. I'm trying to bring professionalism to the show.
I wouldn't bother.
No.
Because I've got a solution to that, because we're going to join a newsroom shortly, but after that we're going to bring professionalism right back here, because we've got two professional guests to talk to. So we're going to stop all this nonsense about scones and cakes and cheese and all that nonsense, and we're going to talk to two very interesting people when we come back after listening to the news on channelradio.co.uk/2newsroom. I'm waffling for the last few seconds.
Oh, do you want me to try and help you?
No. It's going live.
Shall I just let you go?
It's going live in 2 seconds. Here we go.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.